back on America's 401k show. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall. And, of course, joining me, as always, the best-selling author, America's Wealth, Financial, and Income Coach, Coach Pete DeRuta. Always fun to hang out with Coach. And T-Money Thomas Lipscomb and our intern, Abby Turner. Now, we are going to talk about right now something that, you know, we talked about this. I scan a lot of websites. I'm constantly doing research for the shows. And Newsmax Finance is one of the places I check regularly. And suddenly, all of a sudden, one day, avoid three retirement landmines to guarantee your 401k survival. I thought, well, that looks pretty good. And what? You wrote it.
Yeah. Well, I got interviewed on it. But I basically supplied all three. Well, I felt like I wrote it, Steve, because when the article came out, it looked like I had written it because every answer I gave him was in there.
Exactly.
There we go.
That's right. They were like, oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, it was fun. It was fun. So and I went on sports radio the other day to talk to the listeners on a sports radio station.
Right. Oh, I heard that.
And we talked about Financial Final Four. And basically, I carried that segment, too. We'll talk about that later on. But it's fun to talk about the financial world. It's also fun if you were listening to a person who's talking about it, that they know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you ever think everyone had that friend before Google was out that they'd say something, they act like it was the truth, and you had no way of killing them on it and verifying if they were telling the truth
or not.
Right, yes. Nowadays, exactly. You say something about Google, I'll say, I beg to differ, Thomas.
Google. One eyes turned to the phone looking.
Google tells me you are wrong. Well, you know, when I went on a cruise a couple years ago, and you're out at sea, and I wasn't going to pay for the plan out there because they want like $1 a minute or something if you're on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it's crazy,
isn't it?
And they talk about they got you out at sea, right? Right there, making you walk the plank on the internet. So I basically put the phone into, and I made my daughter and wife do it too, put their phones into the safe in the room, lock it up, and not see it for a week.
Yeah.
The problem is, when that's what it seemed like. If I had a good idea. The problem is, whenever anyone out there around the cruise is saying something, you can't bust them on it.
Right.
You can't say, well, no, you're wrong. So you basically just don't listen to anybody the whole time.
Which, see, I wasn't really born until the busting age started.
Well, that's frightening.
See, our generation was Simon Says, and now it's Google Says.
Oh,
yeah. Simon Says, sure.
That's a good one, Thomas. Good one. Now, let's get to the article.
Okay,
There's three things that are killing people's retirement. That's the basic theme of it. They're landmines, and they can blow up your retirement before you even get there or while you're there, Steve. And
these are
things that people may – they're blind spots in a way. And, you know, I've got the series.
Seven.
It's a book set. It's a box set. It's called The Seven Financial Blind Spots. We're going to give some of those away later on. But let's talk about number one on the list.
Number one on the list is really taxes.
Yeah.
We are coming up on tax season.
Uh-oh.
But taxes are something you need to be concerned about all year long.
Always a fun time.
Oof. Yeah.
Now, but taxes, you know, we get mad when we pay taxes on April 15th or if we postpone and pay later or whatever.
Right.
We're always mad because you're always paying taxes.
Always
you go shopping,
taxes.
You pay taxes, sales tax. I mean, there's so many taxes out there. Automobile tax, you buy a car, real estate taxes.
Gas taxes.
So they're all over the place. But the biggest tax that we're ever going to face, the one that not enough people get mad about or realize, is the tax on your retirement account.
Right.
Now, what do I mean by that?
Well, a 401k,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so let's say you're lucky enough to have built up $1 million value or balance in your 401k. Do you really, Abby, do you really have $1 million to spend?
Don't.
No, because, I mean, you have to look at that balance and think about the amount that's going to come out to go to Uncle Sam that you're never going to see. So if you have $1 million, let's do $1 million.
Sure.
You know, most people don't have $1 million, but let's just do $1 million. It's really easy to look.
Round numbers.
If you have $1 million in your 401k plan or any kind of tax-deferred retirement plan, when you really look at that balance, you should be putting down $700,000 or so as far as money you've built up, not $1 million.
Okay.
In order to have $1 million, you probably need $1.4 million in your account to have $1 million after tax.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And that's when taxes really start to hurt. You know, we hear about it when someone wins the lottery. And we laugh about it. And we say, gosh, if it was me, I would do this. Or who cares? Or if they have to pay tax, they still have a lot of money. A guy wins $400 million, and you hear about they had to pay $200 million in taxes.
Oh, my gosh.
Still got $200
million still. So that's a good problem to have, we call it. But still, we see this every day when people come in that are getting close to retirement. We see this when I ask them. I say, well, you know, how much do you have saved for retirement? And they'll say their total balance in their 401k. And I'll say, well, you know, that's not really what you have. And they'll say, what do you mean? I said, well, number one, the money that you have in there, you're going to have to share with Uncle Sam. And number two, most 401ks, I haven't seen one yet that has one, but most 401ks don't have an income plan. So they'll say, here's your lump sum. And lump sums are fun when they're big, but they're not fun the day after you take the first withdrawal out of it when you don't have any money getting replaced. And then let's say you keep it in risk and the market goes down, you're taking money out. That's a double whammy. Do you think that could ever happen, Steve?
Of course it can happen. Yes, I've lived through it several times.
Yeah. So we're all worried about the market crashing our accounts, but we could be the ones to crash our retirement because we start needing money to live on.
Right.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's that expression, there's too much month at the end of the money, right? You've heard that before. What if that were there's too much retirement at the end of the money? Oh my goodness, I couldn't even imagine.
Most families have one person of the two that's very worried about the money. The other one's spending it all over the place. Hey, we're retiring. Let's go have fun. Well, then there's a lot of divorces because of that. There's a lot of emotional unsatisfaction, and people aren't happy with what's going on. Retirement's supposed to be a happy time.
Right. That's right.
Abby, you're 19. What do you envision retirement being?
Traveling everywhere.
Fun. And where's this money going to come from?
Spoiling my grandchildren if I have them.
Yes. What else? What about you? You're going to spoil yourself, too, that travel, I guess,
fancy
right?
Fancy clothes. Sure. All the camera equipment that I want.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yes.
I need a cash register sound, Thomas. Cha-ching!
Yes, very much so. I'm just here, money.
That's the dream. Yeah.
And I know, Thomas, you want to travel around. That
Absolutely.
Costs money.
It does, yeah.
It all costs money. And where you go, wherever you go to spend money, they're going to have taxes, too. Mm-hmm. Sales tax, unless you go to Florida. But, I mean, you know, that's one place.
True.
A lot of overseas countries, it's even more. You know, and then the exchange rate, we have to worry about that kind of thing.
So I think it just the how much flights have increased over the last 10, 20 years, let alone, you know, by the time I hit retirement.
So what can people do about this? You know, I'm sitting here moaning about it. Well, there's one thing we can do is we can allocate our money correctly, not have it all growing tax deferred, pay some tax on some of the money, get it to grow tax free.
Yeah.
For the future, and get some money growing for an income that you never have to worry about outliving. So then you have streams of income coming in, and that's what we call sleep well at night accounts, SWAN accounts. You sleep well at night knowing that you have some money that's going to show up every single year for the rest of your life. We call that a financial fill-up. And Steve, we talk about it over and over again. A lot of people want to hear about this because, well, I know that my girlfriend in college, her mom had a Jaguar. I call it a Jaguar. Her mom would say, Jaguar. Sure. I said, okay, we got a Jaguar then.
James Bond.
She had two gas tanks in her car. So if one ran out, the other one was there.
Oh, really?
So wouldn't it be great to have two income checks coming in addition to Social Security? So be like a Jaguar and have two different income streams. Well, you can build your own income plans where I saw some people the other day, 12 different income streams they've got built.
Oh
now, that's
gosh.
A little bit much, but hey, that whatever floats your boat, whatever makes them happy.
There you go.
And they didn't have to turn the income streams on until they wanted them. They could turn them on at different times. That's called income planning.
That very,
very important.
That's huge. Yeah, that's
great
stuff.
And so taxes for them was not the best thing because they're going to have a lot of income coming in. But to me, if I could have the choice of having a whole lot of income coming in and, having to pay a little bit more taxes as opposed to not having much income and not having much taxes, which one thing I'm going to take?
Well, I'm taking income every single time.
Yeah. Yes. So that's the way we do our plans. We try to maximize income and minimize risk, which in effect will minimize worry going forward. That's the most important part. That's what retirement and income planning really is, and that's what wealth management is. So if you're one of the next 15 people who call right now, we're going to put together for you an easy-to-understand financial review. Now, this review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan or not. Now, keep in mind, there's no obligation or cost for this initial review to all callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. So if you meet those easy qualifications, here's what you can expect. First, we're going to run a forensic fee analysis. Now, this will help you by untangling what it's costing you right now to work with your current planner or advisor, or if you're even working for yourself. We'll show you how you can protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts. Now, that's a novel concept, isn't it? I want to keep more of my money. Next, we're going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this will show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes, and if you do that, you increase your personal cash flow. That's that financial fill-up we talk about. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income plan that uses proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. Folks, we call this a financial fill-up. We call it financial cruise control and retirement autopilot. These are ways where you can have an income you never have to worry about that's not dependent on the stock market, and it's always going to be there for you. In short, we're going to help you take the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process if you're one of the next 15 callers who call right now. This is at least a $499 value, probably a lot more than that. And we will also put together a personalized retirement bunker mentality strategy for you and go through all the steps on the total retirement plan. Folks, this is a real good value. We're also going to throw in the $199 value, the 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. It's packed with videos, workbooks, and books. All for you if you call right now.
Just like we've been tackling problems on the show today, we can help you assess your plan and your outlook for retirement to make sure that you are on a secure path. This limited but complimentary review will help you determine how prepared your investments are to handle all the retirement pitfalls we talk about on the show. Those include inflation, Social Security, healthcare emergencies, so many things, the stock market volatility, risk, taxation. But here's the thing, folks. Most important, we want to show you how to produce a lifetime retirement income plan. That's right, folks, an income plan to last your entire lifetime, not just the lifespan of a bank account. Now, the number to call in and meet with John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team is 800-477-1135. When you call in, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review that'll show you where you are now, but much more important, it'll show you a roadmap to get you where you need to be. Folks, there really is nothing to lose. Call on in and take advantage. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
And when America's 401k show continues, we will give you the other two landmines that we didn't get to last time. Plus, we'll take a look at 12 months of smart money moves to end 2018 richer. We'll cover January for sure. We'll keep the rest for later. All of that and much more as America's 401k show continues.